Story 62, Adjacent Monopoly. You don't like us? Move.
Before Joshua Home started, and a bit before the St. Vincent de Paul Joan Kroc Center on 16th Street opened, we were kicked out of the Travelator because they wanted to sell the building. We needed to quickly find another housing solution to be able to continue helping our neighbors in need until we could move everyone into our new building. We ended up leasing an entire apartment building on 17th Street, one block east of our main site. We used that apartment building for housing until St. Vincent de Paul Joan Kroc Center opened. Once it was operational, we moved out of the rented apartment building and into our newly constructed center. It was by way of being kicked out of the Travelator and being forced to scramble to find another building to rent to keep everything going that I resolved to never, ever rent again. To do the work we were doing, we needed to own all our buildings. When you rent, you have no control. The building owner has control. But when you own the building, you have control. No one can kick you out of something you own. We needed to have long-term solutions. Owning the land and our buildings was the way we'd ensure our programs could continue without anyone else telling us we had to move. I realized then, more than before, just how valuable it was that we owned the entire block where we built our first housing development, a block that would continue to be developed into more housing in the years to come. Since we were immediately at capacity when we opened St. Vincent de Paul Joan Kroc Center, plans to build more housing went into motion right away, which of course meant we needed to raise more money. Within 2 years of opening St. Vincent de Paul Joan Kroc Center, we remodeled an adjacent warehouse we owned to create another housing solution that could accommodate 150 men. Named in honor of Bishop Maher, we called it St. Vincent de Paul Bishop Maher Center. This building was a great addition at the time because not everyone was ready for the programs we were offering. Some simply needed a place to stay overnight. Okay, that's fine. We built a new building to meet their needs. But by repurposing that warehouse to be housing, we then needed another warehouse. So we bought one immediately across the street, a former warehouse for ICE. That meant we owned one city block plus half a block across the street and had two housing developments operating to meet the needs of our neighbors experiencing homelessness. Next thing I knew, I was becoming a land developer. I went from being a parish priest to a charity fundraiser, housing provider, and land developer in a relatively short period of time, despite not having any formal training for most of my new roles. When I was in seminary, they didn't teach us all the business stuff we'd need to know when we got into our parish lives. Yet, we were responsible for a lot of business-oriented work. Fundraising, management, development, in addition to everything else. The business of the parish is all stuff we had to learn on the job. Sometimes, priests don't want to handle the business side of parish life, but it's necessary. You can't turn on the lights in the church or parish hall without money coming in, so you have to be a fundraiser. Parish priests learn on the job, and I was learning with each new aspect of the job I had. Being in charge of St. Vincent de Paul provided me with plenty of learning opportunities. Every day, I learned by making decisions. Sometimes my decisions were spot on, and other times, they weren't. When it worked out, great. I learned what worked, and we did more of that. When it didn't, I learned what didn't work, and we did something different moving forward. Not every decision I made ended up being the right decision, but I learned from each and kept going. One valuable thing I learned about business when I was a parish priest that carried over to development work with St. Vincent de Paul was how important it was to buy adjacent properties. If you want to grow, you have to have the space to grow. And for us, that meant buying more properties next to what we already owned. The pastor at Our Lady of Grace Parish did that. Whenever a house came up for sale that was next to the parish, he bought it. That's how they have a large property now. St. Rita's Parish did the same thing. When they needed a bigger hall, they built a second one on an adjacent property they had purchased. When they needed an even bigger hall, they built another one. They grew to having three halls plus their church altogether. Then one day, the grocery store across the street went out of business, and they bought that property and built yet another hall. The key to our development at St. Vincent de Paul was buying and building on adjacent properties. So when Monsignor Topping purchased the parking lot city block of land in downtown San Diego in the early 1980s, there was plenty of land adjacent to it where we could build, which is what we've been doing since the first building opened in 1987. Years down the line, when a new bishop was assigned, and after we had acquired more and more properties, it was decided we'd transition St. Vincent de Paul Center into a newly established nonprofit organization renamed St. Vincent de Paul Villages.